stay with rugby, but Western Province rugby, what's happening there? A report from Winona Lowe on the front page of the Cape Times today, reflecting a degree of chaos and confusion yet again within the ranks of the provincial rugby union. Now, the Western Province professional rugby chairman is Ibrahim Rasool, former premier of this province, former ambassador to Washington, and a man who's now involved in, some would say, the very heavily politicized realm of rugby. I'm delighted to say Ibrahim Rasool joins me now on Cape Talk. Ibrahim, a very good evening to you. Thanks for your time.
Good evening, and great speaking to you again, Mike.
You must be regretting re-entering this. It's starting to make politics seem like a civilized activity, the Western Province Rugby Union.
You know, in politics, you all come together, despite your differences, because you fight an election together. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be the case in rugby. There's no real glue if the wheels come off.
Now, just explain the structure. What are you professional? What are you chairman of? And what is Zelt Marais, who's a man who's been in the news for quite a while, president of? Explain that structure.
So the Western Province Rugby Football Union is a union of about 100 clubs and associations and everyone. And they come together to run amateur club rugby, community rugby in the Western Cape. And he's the president of the Western Province Rugby Football Union. They own 100% shares in a company called Western Province Professional Rugby, which has a board of directors. I'm the chair of that board. And our job is to manage the Stormers, Western Province, and all things involving playing rugby for money. And that's the difference between the two, but they are 100% shareholder in the company.
Now, presumably, that structure is a bit of a recipe for disaster, because if they're the shareholder, they're presumably entitled to tell you what to do.
I think that that should be, except that there is a memorandum of incorporation which sets out the rules of the engagement, and except that there is the King 4 recommendations, which tells you what companies should be doing and should not be doing. And therefore, I think things have come to a head when the company sees that the shareholder is mismanaging things and not doing things in the interest of rugby. Then it is the duty of people like myself who represent the company to do what is the right thing in terms of the Companies Act and the Memorandum of Incorporation, and not necessarily to kowtow the line to things which may not be to the best interest of rugby in the Western Cape.
So how does this play out? You're effectively saying to your shareholder, we don't respect you, we think you're behaving not in our interest, but the shareholder owns you. So how does that play out in your favour?
Look, it doesn't play out in our favour, except that things can be worse if we remain quiet, simply because it affects the company as a going concern, its status as a going concern. It affects whether the sponsors remain loyal to the company. We've done a lot of work as a company to not only retain, but to increase our sponsorship money. It's over 50 million rand in this year alone that we have. We have a responsibility to the players. When I sign up players in Western Province Rugby, I implicitly put all their trust in me and in the company. And therefore, we have an obligation to them. And so sometimes we have to choose where our obligations are most severely needed. And I think in this case, it is to the constituency of the Western Province professional rugby that we owe it to the sponsors, we owe it to the players, and we owe it to the staff of Western Province. And more importantly, the fans who, when COVID is gone, will come to the stadium, buy the suites, invest in rugby, and we do that precisely because then the clubs also make money out of the success of the professional teams. And that's what we mustn't forget, that we are, in fact, the golden goose that lays the golden eggs.
So what is the nub of your complaint about either Zelt Marais or the Western Province Rugby Union, your 100% shareholder?
Look, when our shareholder enters into a deal that, for example, hands all our title deeds to a company and it denies us collectively of having title ownership of our companies, we can't go to a bank and say, give us an overdraft. We can't go to a bank or any other institution and say, give us a loan, we have absolutely no collateral with which to bargain. And when COVID is prolonged as it does and it creates a cash crunch, you have nowhere else to go. And so in a sense, we negotiated a settlement with the title deed holders, Flight or Dreamworld in this case. We settled, negotiated and helped negotiate a way in which Western Province can make money out of its properties and keep 50% ownership thereof. And I think that we are perilously close. We are 9 days away from all of that collapsing without a prospect of an alternative. And so we have to ring the alarm bells.
What is Zeltmaria proposing? Why has he done this thing? And what is his motivation? And what is his solution to this?
Look, I think it is better for you to speak to him about it. But I think that I've learned long enough that process does not substitute for outcome. You can engage in war rooms, you can engage in discussion, you can have general councils week after week, but process does not pay the bills. Process does not keep the till sticking over. And I think that that's the fundamental thing. It's process versus a real outcome that I think has to be on the table. And the outcome that I'm speaking about, incidentally, has been supported by South African Rugby. And that's why we had an advisory committee. And I must also say, this is what really gets me, is that Mr. Marais has been central to the decisions. He voted for the deal that is now expiring. He voted for us to sell it to the clubs and so forth, and then reneged. That's the unfortunate part of it.
Is there a way out of this if your relationship with Zeltmaria has broken down to this extent? If the two of you are using the language you're using and seem to be so divided, is there a way it can happen now between you that can produce a positive outcome?
Believe me, Mike, I have been silent. I have been cajoling. I have been playing by the rules. I have been observing protocol for 12 months. I'm only breaking my silence as we are at 1 minute to midnight.
What does midnight mean? Does midnight mean bankruptcy? Does it mean the union doesn't have money to pay for the Stormers and Western Province?
Look, I think that hopefully that can be averted. But midnight means that the one possible deal that could have helped to solve our problems, it's off the table.
Is there cash in the bank? Can you pay the players? We're going into this European competition now. There's a lot of costs. There's a lot of investment. Is there a problem at that level?
I'm hoping that SARU's engagement with the president of Western Province Rugby Football Union that got certain guarantees out of the shareholder that is strong enough to see us through this. Hopefully that is the case. I wish it is the case. But the only reason that I think we sent our teams was on the basis of a discussion between the SARU president and the Western Province president.
So that's not you, that you're talking there about Zeltmaria?
Yeah, because the 100% shareholder has to take responsibility for the things that they have 100% ownership over. We have done what we could. We got the maximum sponsorship. And therefore, the shareholder must come. Had there been a diversity of shareholders, we could have appealed to a range of other people as well to assist us. But I'm hoping that in that discussion between SARU and Western Province Rugby Football Unions, that there is a deal that will see us through all of this.
But Marais must have shareholders as well. I mean, he doesn't speak solely for the Western Province Rugby Football Union. He has, as you say, many clubs. Where do they sit in all of this?
Look, the clubs have not had any rugby for the last period under COVID. Their own income is cash strapped, and therefore I think we've specifically negotiated with the status deal that there must be working capital for Western Province Rugby, which means how do we also capitalize the clubs out there, because they must also be at their wits' end with COVID prolonging and not having the prospect of any income at the gates or even any income from gates that come to see the Stormers at Western Province play.
Is the move to from Newlands done? Is the deal done there? Is that property being developed and you will play from now on at Cape Town City Stadium? Is that done?
Look, we are going to play at Cape Town Stadium. That is the deal. We've invested in suites that are being built and constructed at the Cape Town Stadium. Newlands, if we could have gotten past this deal and if we can in future and get our title deeds back, Newlands has to be the grand old lady that looks after Western Province forever and ever in a Western Province DEFCO and through a development project.
Ibrahim Rasool, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time.